We're here to raise the money for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now check this out. We've shortened this spring membership drive. We're hoping to meet our goal of 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight with just 1 hour of on-air fundraising. We're going to reach that goal together, hour by hour, pledge by pledge. Our goal this hour is 100 pledges.
Making this one-day fund drive a success means we need to hear from you right now, not tomorrow, not next week. So give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment, Kathleen will be talking to Bill Krause and Ed Garvey about the latest news from across the state, the nation, and around the world. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things you can do with just 2 minutes of your time. You just need to give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. So whether you call or you pledge online, we always keep your personal information safe, and we never share it with any other organizations.
Your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, this membership drive, it's only one day long. That means more talk and less fundraising. But it only works when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help keep Wisconsin Public Radio Pledge Drive short and sweet. We are looking for your pledge today. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This exciting one-day fund drive can only work if everybody does their part.
We're looking for 98 pledges now by the end of this hour. You can help us make that very important goal. You can help us reach that with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might have found yourself hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion, and you need to get somewhere. But that discussion is pretty interesting, and it's hard to tear yourself away. You appreciate the guest's knowledge and also the caller's questions and their views. Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, I know there are a lot of reasons why Wisconsin Public Radio listeners become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors. One of the main reasons is they want to make a difference. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is one way to make a difference and to help your local community.
Your new membership today not only pays for the programs you listen to, it also gives other people in your neighborhood the chance to discover Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make that difference today. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, so don't procrastinate. Make that pledge now to support your news, your music, your talk, and your entertainment programs. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge helps make One Day Wednesday a success. There is the no tomorrow. I love that phrase. Sounds very James Bond. So Seize the day. Make that pledge. Help make One Day Wednesday a rip-roaring success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 91 more pledges this hour. Make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and we are broadcasting live from Madison today, and we have two of our favorite people, political analysts, with us. Well, they're favorite people as well, but they're also great political analysts. Bill Krause and Ed Garvey joining me in our Madison studios today. So our phone number is different. If you'd like to join the conversation as we discuss all things political, is 800-642-1234. Gentlemen, it'd be a great pleasure. I was looking forward to having a little party with you with donuts and coffee here in our Madison studios.
Nice to have you over in Madison.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
That was a close vote, we understand, but they're somehow demanding a recount.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. All right, here we are a few months after Scott Walker has been elected governor of the state. How does the state feel about how he's doing? How are we judging how he's doing? Other than demonstrations that have taken place, are there elections that have happened yesterday that are significant? What will be significant in the next few months coming up?
Well, I'll be interested to hear what Bill has to say about it, because he has a better feel for these things than I do. But the fact is, I have never come across anyone as unpopular as Walker in our state. I mean, he has really divided the state in a dramatic way. And I think part of it is, it seems that he doesn't, there isn't any empathy at all toward the problems that we face as a state. So I think his first 100 days or so have been a disaster. And these recall elections will be interesting to see what happens. I don't know whether he'll be recalled a year from now or not. I think that'll depend a lot on what he does. But at the moment, I would say that he is getting a failing grade.
Bill Krause, what do you think?
Well, certainly he is the focus of everything.
Every yes, he is.
Is now, the issues almost disappear. As it's, are you for him or are mm-hmm. you against him?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the Supreme Court race, despite the fact that Kloppenburg didn't win, she made a remarkable showing out of nothing. She had no money, no campaign, and all of a sudden she almost won a Supreme Court seat against an incumbent. Yesterday, the HIP seat went to a Democrat, and presumably that's part of the referendum. All of these recalls,
It's astounding. It's astounding.
Recalls.
Yeah.
In the history of the state, we have two.
I think so, yeah.
My.
So it's...
Well, and when I'll tell you what, just the crowds that were at the Capitol, you just can't manufacture that. I mean, I suggested that perhaps Walker is being paid by the AFL-CIO to help organize the workers, because when you look out there and you see 100,000 people, for any reason, I mean, if I don't care what the reason is, if they're there, though, because they have a particular agenda in mind, It's to say the least, impressive.
Mm-hmm. What is it about the opposition has been so vociferous, and so many people, and there's so many very substantial questions as to whether or not we want to go this direction. What is it about an administration? And Bill, let me start with you, because you were intimately involved with the Dreyfus administration. Very different personality, really kind of a warm-hearted governor who listened to people and was a great communicator. Why wouldn't you stop and say, maybe we need to change course on a few things, and maybe this governor has changed course on something, but there doesn't appear to be much of that in the face of quite a bit of opposition.
Yeah, I don't see much of that either. And people I talk to in the Capitol, I talk to the old guys, the old legislators, and they say this group is, the governor and his group are young people, relatively, to be have that much power. We usually have more seasoned people, and they're very sure what they're doing, and they're very bullheaded. Fundamentally, they've got a path mapped out. I'm trying to, for example, insert redistricting reform into these elections, and it's hard to get anybody's attention. Everything, you notice all the signs have nothing to say about issues. They say recall. They're all recall signs. So it's very personal, yeah. Very personal.
And the recalls are coming up July 12th. All of them will be on July 12th?
I think that's what they're trying to orchestrate. I don't know if it's
I don't know if they can do it, but they can try to.
And do either one of you want to predict what's going to happen on that day, or are we way too far away from it?
Well, one thing, the interesting thing is you could have primaries.
Mm-hmm.
The people being recalled may not end up on the ticket. It's a brand new slate.
Yeah.
So that so much at so many parts moving, it's very hard to predict.
We'll get Ed's predictions in a moment. This is One Day Wednesday. We're broadcasting from Madison today, and thank you. We want to thank you for all of your support. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You make this program possible on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert. Take a moment right now to make a pledge of support during One Day Wednesday.
This membership drive is only one day long, and that means more talk, less fundraising. But it only works when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 72 pledges in the next 45 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is really all it takes, and your gift right now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the whole year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now think about all the issues you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in the past year, and wow, there have been a lot of them. And all of those conversations were possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Giving couldn't be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need your name, your contact information, and the amount of your pledge and how you'd like to pay for it.
And save time and money. Use a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for automatic, sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Today is a very special day for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first and last day of our spring pledge drive. We're taking a chance by raising an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming where you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. Please, don't hesitate. Make your pledge at WPR.org.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is where to go to make your pledge of support. I am Rob Ferret. I'm here with Veronica Rickert asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've never made a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio before. Well, your gift really matters.
We do get money from the federal and state governments and from businesses, but it's the contributions of $50 or $100 from listeners like you that add up to the single largest piece of our budget.
Make a difference with your first ever gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the Ideas Network connects you with experts. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine or a politician or the author of a book? The Ideas Network brings these experts right to you. To help make it possible, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, shortening our spring membership drive to a single day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means that we need to meet our goals faster. And everybody wins when we do. So because you value WPR programs and because you like the idea of a one-day pledge drive, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
You can listen to WPR every day for years, and you'll never get a bill. We don't count how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter on your radio.
You know, instead, we use the honor system. We count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening that you do.
And remember, you decide how much WPR is worth to you. Whether it's a dollar or two a week or a dollar a day, you decide and then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So pass the hat, pay the cover, buy a ticket. However you want to put it, there are lots of ways to say it, but the request is always the same. Pay for what you use, what you enjoy. Do that right now for Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledging is easy. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
The price is whatever you decide. A dollar a week, a dollar a day. You choose when you donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looks like we're looking for another 63 pledges. 63 pledges this hour. Make your pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Hi again, I'm Kathleen Dunn, joining you this morning from Madison, where we are in, as you know, our one-day pledge drive, and I hope you're really making that move, and because we need you. We have Bill Krause with us and Ed Garvey, and we're talking about a number of issues this morning. I'm delighted to have them in our studio. We're having a little donut party, but nobody's eating the donuts. It's all right, I'll grab them later. And we do want to deny the rumor that Senator Hopper's wife will be running against him. We understand that is not true. But that would be a brilliant move. That really would be. We'd have a little bit of liveliness in the race. And your thoughts on the recalls. How many are the Democrats going to take? How many are they going to lose?
Well, I don't know, because one of the questions, of course, is whether people start to get tired of voting. Sort of a fatigue sets in. I don't think it's going to happen, so I think that they're going to win most of them. And, of course, the discussion then focuses on Walker and whether there'll be a recall for him. I think, taking up from where Bill left off, Walker and some of these folks seem to have fallen in love with the Charlie Sykes ideologues, and they thought that they could just sweep aside Wisconsin's history, its progressive background, and it just couldn't happen. So whether you're looking at the environment with John Muir and Gaylord Nelson, or you're looking at the labor with the innovations here for workers' comp and so on and so forth, or whether you're looking at the great State University of Wisconsin or public radio and public television, there's a history here of progressive thought. And I think people were offended that these people came in and just said, we're going to ignore all of that, and you're going to have to live the way we want you to live, and it just hasn't gone over. So I think the Democrats are going to do very well, and if they are successful in turning over the majority in the Assembly, it's going to change politics in the state for a long time.
Yeah. It was interesting. We took a trip. Bill and I were talking before the show about our trip to Washington, and we're in that, and I felt like a kid, you know, I had a great time, but we're in that rotunda, and who's the statue that we have there but fighting
Charlie
Bob
LaFollette?
Yeah, no. It's fighting Bob LaFollette.
Right.
You know, looking grand in this place. That's who we sent to Washington.
Yeah, and voted one of the great senators of all time.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Kathleen, on the recalls, it's the striking thing to me is the only people who are being recalled are moderates, and I asked a bunch of Democrats in Milwaukee, well, how do you account for this? They said, well, they made an immoderate vote, and of course, I don't like the idea. I don't think it's good precedent to start recalling on votes. I mean, that should be high crimes and misdemeanors. But the opportunity for the Democrats is irresistible, as Ed suggests. They got six Republicans up, and they maybe three of them. If three of them go, and the Democrats hold on to their two moderates,
right.
Three moderate seats that are threatened, the Senate turns,
mm-hmm.
and then the whole game changes.
Yeah, let's look at the Prosser Kloppenberg recount that's going on. I know, Ed, you want us to get to the bottom of the Waukesha County Clerk to find out what
right.
happened there. I don't know how much investigation is going on there right now. Perhaps you do.
Donald Trump has troops on the ground now.
Donald Trump, can you believe Donald Trump? Why do we waste our time with Donald Trump?
Well, it was worth watching the White House Correspondents' Dinner just to see.
Yeah. Yes, wasn't it?
The attack on Trump, which I thought was well done.
And his face during the whole thing.
But, you know, it I think makes Bill's point. We've had almost no recalls in the history of the state of Wisconsin, so they had to do something really radical to force people to say, let's have a recall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people simply never think about that. They think, well, we lost that election. We'll
get them
the
next time. Yeah.
You know, we'll take turns or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this was really pretty dramatic.
Yeah. So when is the end of this recount? May 9th? I mean, the examination of the vote, the Kloppenberg
process.
Well,
they can ask the court for more time. So it's I think it will probably be the end of May. But
It's unlikely sure. It'll overturn unless you're not finding anything
right.
dramatic.
Was it a waste of taxpayer money?
Well, I think it you can say it was a waste, but I think there was a lot of people who have to be reassured that it was a mistake and it wasn't any criminal activity involved. And get that behind you.
There's a reason we have a statute that lays out the groundwork for a recall, or for a recount. And I think it was a well-spent money, in part because of the concerns about the Waukesha clerk. I mean, there's something really bizarre about that, where she takes votes home with her and forgets about a whole community in terms of the vote total until after it's, 19 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people needed the reassurance that it was fair.
Mm-hmm. We need to take some of your phone calls, too. I know we've got an unusual kind of schedule going on, but it's important for us with our One Day Wednesday, so I do hope you're supporting us. But we're here in Madison, and we can take some phone calls. Why not? Let's do it. Our number is 800-642-1234. We're doing essentially an all things political with a focus on all that's going on in the state, but we'll get to Bin Laden, too, sometime during our conversation. Ed Garvey is with us, and Bill Krause, two of our favorite political analysts, and we'd like to hear from you as well. So let's get a phone call, okay? I'm Kathleen Dunn. It's an important pledge day for us, our One Day Wednesday, and we have people here to tell you all about it on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Rob Ferret, here with Veronica Rickert. On the Ideas Network, you hear about topics big and small. That's why you listen, and that's why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because today is One Day Wednesday.
You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising. Well, guess what? We're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for another 49 pledges in the next 35 minutes. You told us you wanted more programming. We're going to do it with your help. We're going to put it all on this One Day Wednesday. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So how many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that completely stopped you in your tracks, something that was really interesting? Well, we strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain, programs that affect your life. This kind of radio happens with your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it's easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all the WPR programs that you love. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple, because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today, not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. You can do it at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This weekend, you'll hear all your favorite programs fundraising free. The success of One Day Wednesday means you get the weekend programs you love, like Car Talk, What Do You Know, Classics by Request, without fundraising in the months to come. And your gift right now makes all of that possible. Give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car. Probably your home and your car. Maybe it's a preset in more than one room in your house. You listen to WPR a lot, and it's time to become a contributing member.
Help pay for the station that you use on a regular basis. Make the switch from someone who just kind of listens to someone who listens and contributes. It's a big difference. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We don't expect any one or 100 listeners to carry the costs of this program. In fact, we're glad that the bulk of our budget comes from thousands of listeners like you.
It makes for a more stable organization, and it lets us know that thousands of people appreciate the programs that they get from Wisconsin Public Radio. So join them. Become a member. You decide the amount, then pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked for it. More programming, less on-air fundraising, and we're making it happen. This spring membership drive, it's just one day long. Support the WPR programs you love and the audacity of a one-day drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We ask for your audacious pledge as well. We're only looking to break even. The support we ask for is just the amount that we actually need. There is no profit involved, so rest assured that your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is an integral part to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Nothing more than that.
This is it. This is the only day of our spring membership drive. Tomorrow, back to regular programming. Help us raise the money we need to pay for the programs and make One Day Wednesday a big, huge success with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, and that's why getting 41 more pledges this hour is so important. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We won't be asking for your pledge tomorrow or the day after or over the weekend. We are asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Any comments from listeners there, Veronica, so far?
We've got Christine in Oregon who says that she contributes to Wisconsin Public Radio because of the diversity of topics, the chance to hear different points of view, and trust that the topics will be addressed fairly with wonderful hosts like Kathleen Dunn. So join Christine, won't you? Become a member, a supporter this One Day Wednesday at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Help us meet that goal. Looking for 39 more pledges in the next half hour. WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
Hi again, I'm Kathleen Dunn, joining you live from Madison this morning. I'm inside those 77 square miles this hour of the program. Who came up with that line, Bill? Was that you? It was Dreyfus who came up with that line. Little did he know how it would it would live down in history. Bill Krause, veteran Republican political strategist and board member of Common Cause in Wisconsin. Ed Garvey, all around great rabble rouser, senior partner in the law firm of Garvey McNeil and Associates, publisher of FightingBob.com, are joining me in our studios. And let's take, we have phone calls. I don't mean to ignore you. We just have so much going on here. Let's start with Bill joining us from Monona. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having these great guests on this morning. I wanted to add a footnote to something that Bill Krause said about recalls. It's possible to agree with Bill, like I do, that it's not wise to recall people based exclusively on specific votes. But this overlooks what this recall is about. This is an attempt because of Governor Walker and the Fitzgerald brothers and their enablers started acting like an occupying army the second they took office. They swept aside Wisconsin's history, I think is what Ed Garvey said. They swept aside our way of life, our traditions, our legacies, and they came in and ignored that in an attempt to tell us how to live. So that the recall is not based just on specific votes, I believe. It's based on their attempt to act like an occupying army, and hopefully the people of Wisconsin just won't tolerate that. So thanks for having me.
Thanks, Bill, for the call. Bill, you want to start?
Well, I had an interesting luncheon partners the other day in Milwaukee. I sat between Pat Lucey and Walt Kelly.
Walt Kelly.
And we all agree that this is a dangerous precedent, even though it may be justified. But Bill adds a justification that didn't come up, but we all conceded it probably has to be done because this is it was such a radicalization of anything that ever happened in Wisconsin before.
Well, instead of reading history, we can now read Lord of the Flies to get some idea of what happened when the kids take over. This has just been an outrageous assault on every institution. I mean, let's just take the proposed privatization of the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. That issue alone would occupy years of discussion with thoughtful people, not somebody coming in as governor and saying, that's what we're going to do. And that's what I think Walker is, where he's made his big mistake. It's just that he thought he was all powerful and could just, whatever he wanted to do would happen. It's not, we just don't operate that way.
Let's talk about education for a moment.
I'm against it.
Yeah. I say the more we can have, the better. We broadcast from Milwaukee, as you know, and MPS news yesterday was that the superintendent is cutting 1,000 jobs from MPS, which will mostly be teachers. We are intimately familiar, my family, with the MPS system. All our kids went to school there, and I can't imagine losing 1,000 teachers. Can you talk about, and I know there's a lot of bipartisan support for charter schools and for choice programs, et cetera. It's not strictly a Republican-Democratic issue. But education is an everybody kind of issue. And I'm really, as just a human being, concerned about losing that many teachers in our school. And I'm wondering how classrooms are going to face fewer teachers, larger classroom sizes next fall.
There's a great variable at play in here that surprised me nobody has analyzed. The proposition is if the teachers start paying their pension and part paying for the health care, it will offset the cuts. And the fact is, in some places it does, but not many. And certainly not in Milwaukee, as you can tell, because they've had to make these drastic reductions. So, but that should be, the accounting should be done first and say, okay, who's getting hurt, who's getting killed. When Mike Ellis proposed an education reform several years ago that went nowhere with the Doyle administration, I might point out, he put poverty as a handicap. You deal with, that is a reason to get more money. That nobody has picked up on that, and that's part of the Milwaukee problem, I think.
You know, my mother was a teacher, my wife was a teacher, my daughter was a teacher. I mean, I've done some teaching myself, which kind of scares you a little bit in terms of standards. But the fact is that Wisconsin has also been famous for public education. We've always been number one or number two in the country in terms of the performance of our kids, and it's because the communities love their schools and they support the schools. Cutting out 1,000 positions in Milwaukee is just irresponsible.
And we're welcoming more of your phone calls. Here's how you reach us, 800-642-1234. Ed Garvey, Bill Krause joining us in Madison today during our important one-day pledge drive. One day, everybody. And we have people here to tell you more about it on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert. Today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. We're reducing an entire pledge drive to just one day. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than one-third of our budget.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100, every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a huge difference at wisconsinpublicradio.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
Looking for another 19 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal? That's 19 pledges in the next 22 minutes. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last one day.
We're asking you to help us meet this goal, to help pay for the programs by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And whether it's 3-minute news updates or 60-minute talk shows, you hear about the topics that affect your life and you hear about them on Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners like you help pay for the quality of the programs you hear each and every day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. You tell us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. But no matter how you choose to give, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you like shorter pledge drives, here's something you can really get behind. A pledge drive that ends on the same day it starts. We call it One Day Wednesday. Pledge right now at WPR.org to help make it a success. Don't procrastinate. It's just one day. It's just today. One Day Wednesday on Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's someone to tell you more.
Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552. Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert, and it is One Day Wednesday, just one day of fundraising to make a whole week's worth of a pledge drive. How about you? Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you listen to WPR on your way to work and on your way home every day and an hour or two on each weekend, you're listening more than 700 hours a year.
Today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of $5 a month. $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. That makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you're going to find anywhere. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear about politics, science, the humanities, and the list goes on and on. It's a valuable service, and it's a service worth supporting. Your contribution of $50 or $100 or whatever amount you choose makes these Ideas Network programs possible. If you haven't pledged yet, why not do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting 16 more pledges this hour is so important. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We won't be asking for your pledge tomorrow or the day after or this weekend. We're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now think about that. You're going to enjoy this weekend. You're going to enjoy your WPR programs without fundraising, and that's because this is the first and only day of this pledge drive. Help us meet our entire goal with just one exciting, successful day of fundraising. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As you may know, lately listeners and members have expressed concern about funding for public broadcasting. We understand your concern, and we're committed to providing great radio now and on into the future. If you can, we invite you to help us with a larger gift at the leadership level of $1,000 or more. To set up a leadership pledge or a welcome gift of any amount, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People often talk about the high quality of life here in Wisconsin. We have great state parks, a respected university system, and wonderful libraries. Wisconsin Public Radio is also part of the high quality of life right here in Wisconsin.
On WPR, you enjoy lively discussions, in-depth news, great music, and entertainment. So help pay for the variety you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio with your donation. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, you know, the easiest way to make sure your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustaining member. Being a sustainer means your gift of $5 a month or $100 a month, anything in between, it automatically renews each year.
Being a sustainer means no more renewal notices in the mail, and it helps Wisconsin Public Radio by saving some money, which makes your contribution go a little bit farther. So make the switch and make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is the first and last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. We're excited, just like you are, to get it done in one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great discussions. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We need 7 more pledges this hour to stay on track for the programs, so make yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hard to believe, but we're cutting an entire fund drive down to one day.
It is a risk, but we know you're up to the challenge. Be one of the 6 more people now to pledge and make this hour's goal. Just a 15 more minutes, I think we can meet and exceed that goal. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And hey, I mean this. Thank you.
I'm Kathleen Dunn, and thank you very much for all of your support today. I like these one-day events. Bill Krause joining us in Madison today, where we're broadcasting our show. I'm usually out of Milwaukee. Today it's Madison for this special day. Ed Garvey is also with us in studio. We're delighted to have them with us, and we're welcoming phone calls, too. 800-642-1234, different number today. Rich in Rhinelander is calling us. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Kathleen. Sometimes the transmission and reception on this phone is bad. I don't know if it's good this morning or not.
I hear you fine.
Okay. I called in praise of Republicans and Republicanism, and let me explain. Robert La Follette was a Republican. He then founded a progressive movement in the state. I grew up around Republicans. Republicans believe that government is good, that government keeps the roads cleared in the wintertime and fills the potholes, and that good teachers should be hired for public schools of whatever kind, and that you should keep all the tabs on budget, and so on and so forth. However, I think this crew that came in is a sort of violation of at least my familiarity with Republicans and Republicanism, because attitudinally, I would say they're very, very different from my Republican friends and the Republicans I grew up around. There were childless couples up here on the lake where my parents had a resort and bar, and they went to the PTA meetings in Woodboro Township month after month after month, not because they had children in these public schools, but their taxes were going to the public schools, and they really favored that. They really believed in that. That's my comment. Okay.
Thank you, Rich, as always. Thank you.
Well, I guess I grew up in a Republican home. My parents were La Follette Republicans, I'm happy to say, but they didn't trust the big banks, the utilities, or big labor. They wanted government closest to the people. They supported education, and they thought that La Follette was right on target. And when Joe McCarthy was in his heyday, he stayed away from the University of Wisconsin in part because the university made it clear that they were not going to tolerate his kind of politics. So, yeah, I think the party has strayed from the line that I grew up with.
The moderate party that I was a part of was it's sort of the politically homeless. Now, we're not sure where we belong, whether we have to be independents. Bob Froehlich says he's a former Republican. He was Secretary of the Army under Nixon. So there's a lot of confusion in the Republican Party, and the radical wing has taken over the party itself. So the party, and the party isn't very important anymore. The parties aren't very important. So it's a transitional period, but we're not sure what we're transitioning to. Because Republicans always felt, that I knew, that there was a legitimate role for the public sector in society.
Are we going to get, just moving this into national politics for a moment, because we have to, considering the news, are we going to get the kind of Republican Party that we're seeing now in Wisconsin in the likes of, say, Mitch Daniels, to be the Republican presidential candidate, do you think, in 2012? Or will the party have to go to somebody who's more mainstream?
Well, the question is, that people are running on the edges. Everybody runs on the edges because they're devoted to the yellow dogs. The yellow dogs are getting all the appeal. But once they get in and see what's on that desk, they begin to move to the center. Obama moved dramatically, and the Democrats were impossible to satisfy, got mad at him. I would think a Mitch Daniel would be the kind of guy who would move. What I think the question on the table now in Wisconsin is whether there is any movement, whether there's any conversation going on, whether we can get back to a more moderate middle, and we aren't there yet.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, I think when you look at Kasich in Ohio and Daniels and Christie in New Jersey and Walker here and Snyder in Michigan, there's a radical group that thinks that they're going to change the way government operates, and they're going to change by getting rid of public education and turning it over to private education, more charter school vouchers and so on and so forth. And they're going to change the way governments operate so that and Snyder has taken over the town of Benton Harbor under these extraordinary powers given to the governor in Michigan. And we know that the Walker administration was at least contemplating something along those lines. People are not going to put up with that kind of radical change. I mean, things are going along reasonably well, and somebody comes in and says, hey, the roof is falling in, and is John Kasich And he's condemning a policeman who arrested him for speeding. I mean, you know, wait a second, there's something wrong here with this picture. So I think that this gang of four or five or six right-wing governors thought that they would become the stars of the Republican Party, and Paul Ryan jumped right on that wagon as well. And I think what they're finding is people are not going to tolerate that sort of change.
And then we have this president who is a pretty moderate guy in many respects, but he really does rise to the occasion. I think he's going to be really hard to beat, really hard to beat. Am I wrong? I mean, the silliness about his birth certificate and all of that, it's such a waste of our time. If you're going to be against him, give us some substance. Give us some meat to the debate against him. But this whole thing that's happened in the last few days, I don't know. The guy,
he's very presidential these days. Almost impossible to beat, I think. They don't have anybody who can run. And the Trump stuff, I mean, I thought it was one of the great news conferences I ever heard where he said, "I've never been so proud of myself." When the birth certificate came out, of this guy needs a psychiatrist more than a political consultant.
Oh, we got to say goodbye to both of you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wish we could just talk more and eat donuts.
Come back.
I will. Yeah. I will. I have to take in more of the time at some point. All right. And people need to come to Milwaukee, too. Thank you both so much.
Thank
you for coming to the studios, too. It was a real treat. I was looking forward to being with both of you. Thank you. Our thanks to Ed Garvey and Bill Krauss for joining us in our Madison studios today for our special one-day. This is just a one-day pledge drive, everybody. Make it successful so we can keep doing these. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing the hour. And thanks to Rhonda as well for doing all on-air production for me here today. It makes my job a lot easier. Thanks very much. And we're going to have wonderful people who work with us here tell you more about our pledge drive here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert, and today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day. That's right, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's some great news. We have already met and exceeded our goal for the hour. Thank you so much if you've pledged so far in this one-day drive. But hey, let's keep this momentum going. Let's see how far we can go past that goal of 100 pledges. Here's the count so far. We've already exceeded it by 17 pledges. How about that? Now, how about you? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean that we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. And everybody wins if we do. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Bill Krauss and Ed Garvey about the latest state, national, and even a little bit of international news. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy each and every day. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now when we're trying to get so many pledges in at the end of the hour. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org, and those you can also use the phone line at 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you. Whether it's state issues, the environment, literature, we try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. Because WPR touches your life, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you take an important first step on a wonderful journey.
Now take that next step and become a financial supporter. The step from listener to supporter is easy.
You decide how important WPR is to you. You decide how much you want to give, and then you make a pledge. Take that step now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is One Day Wednesday, and big things are happening for you and WPR. We know that you prefer short pledge drives to long ones, so here you go, all of it in one day. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. Here's someone to tell you more.
You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Rob Ferret, here with Veronica Rickert, asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the truth is, giving couldn't be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can. Or better yet, sign up for automatic, sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then do it at WPR.org. We're 888-202-2552.
You know, we have so much to celebrate today. WPR has great programs, great listeners, and we're doing our third annual one-day pledge drive. So join in the celebration. Support the programs you count on every day. And make One Day Wednesday a smashing success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're now 22 pledges over our goal of 100 for this hour. And hey, look at this. We need just a little over 1,100 pledges to make our goal for the entire one-day pledge drive. That goal is so important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your WPR listening for the whole year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has a reputation for quality and substance. Your contributions in the past have gotten us up to this point, and your pledge today will take this kind of strength way into the future.
Your dollars give Wisconsin Public Radio the means to keep that quality and substance you count on in our programs every day. Pledge your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you will be adding your voice to 45,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of any amount joins other members' contributions to make up more than one-third of our budget.
And we use that money to bring you great programs every day. Make your pledge right now and join in this One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day. A cup of coffee, lunch, a magazine, a newspaper. Adds up to a lot of money over the course of a month.
And you also listen every day. It's just as important as those other daily things that you enjoyed, so spend some money on it.
Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is just a little over 30 cents a day. You know, when you think about it, you probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things you value less than WPR.
So spend a little right now and you'll get a lot in return. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Either way, you'll be investing in a station that you use.
When you support WPR, you're supporting the Wisconsin idea to bring the resources of the university to the entire state. Now, not every state has an idea like that. Not every state has such high-quality radio like what you hear daily on Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR is one of the great things about Wisconsin. It's something to take pride in. Join forces with the many other Wisconsinites who have pledged today, who are pledging right now, and make a contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Come on and join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping pledge drives short. Join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's an exciting kind of pledge drive, and it works when you donate. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are now 37 pledges over our goal for this hour. Thank you so much. Let's keep it going. Make that pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, how about this? Joseph in Madison pledged. Joseph says WPR might be the best thing about living in Wisconsin. Thank you for those kind words, Joseph. Thank you for your pledge. Now, how about you? Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.